Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello and welcome to the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen-Coop and thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you taking the time to listen wherever you are and whatever you're doing. I hope that you're having a good day. In the last episode, I talked about diets and vegan versus omnivore versus junk food and how important it is to grow food in a way that is similar to an ecosystem, is beneficial for the planet, sequesters carbon. And so I kind of started getting into today's episode already, last time, which is the value of growing your own food. So I have a lot of thoughts on this topic, and I look forward to sharing them with you in this episode. Before I do that, though, I just want to thank everyone again who has purchased the book. I appreciate so much the support. And I hope that the book has been helpful and entertaining for you. If you haven't bought it yet and you're interested, you can head out to buildingabetterworldbook.com and check it out there. All right, now I want to get into today's topic. And we're going to talk about the value of growing your own food and all of the many different ways that it can benefit us. And one of the biggest ways when we're looking at our footprints, if you include all of the carbon that is emitted for making equipment and transportation and all of the many people employed directly, and especially the ridiculous number of people employed indirectly by the conventional agriculture system, food makes up roughly a third of our carbon footprint. If you grow 100% of your own food, you're cutting your footprint by a third, which I think is huge. And that also affects our petroleum footprint, which it's hard to get an exact number on, but I think roughly half of our petroleum footprint is also going to be related to food. And so if we want to save petroleum from being used, if we want to cut our carbon footprints, this is definitely a huge, huge step to work on. In addition, when we talk about toxic footprint, a lot of the food that you buy in the grocery store is sprayed with a lot of things that are less than ideal, let's say it that way, for human health, and also things that, you know, plants are grown in soil that is continually degrading more and more, and the nutrient value is very low in a lot of the food, and the breeds of our vegetables and our animals, everything's being selected to have longer shelf life, and longer shelf life often means less nutrients, not always, but often. So you'll know the difference. You know, you go buy a carrot from the store, it just tastes like water. You go dig a carrot up in your backyard out of the garden, it tastes like amazing and the most flavorful thing you've ever had. Tomato is another good example. So I think it's way healthier to grow your own food. And then, you know, there's a lot of stories out there about whether there are scams in the organic industry and what is true and what is not. And it's really hard for us to know the true story of what is actually going on. And we can know the true story of our own backyard and what's happening there. And so that's one of the reasons that I think it's great to grow our own food. We know what's going on with it, and we can thus make sure that it's as healthy as possible. Fresh food has more nutrients, so if you go and harvest less lettuce out of your backyard, it's going to have more nutrients in it than lettuce that's 3 days old and shipped from, 1,000 miles away or something like that. I think for me, one of the reasons that I like the idea of growing my own food is actually just the beauty of it. I love watching things grow and experiencing the joys and not so much the sorrows, but I, you know, looking at the positive side, I like growing my own food and feeling what that's like, to be connected to life in that way. And a big thing, which we'll talk about more in coming episodes, is the idea of being able to, on top of cutting our footprints, like I already mentioned, just because we're not emitting, we can actually sequester carbon if we are intentional about how we grow our food. And that can mean that if we grow enough food, and you might need a bigger plot for this. Not everyone in this, actually probably no one in the city is going to grow 100% of their own food. But if you have more space, you can grow more food, you can start to offset 100% of your own footprint and even get to the point where you're starting to cover the footprint of others. And that, I think, is so cool. Like, if you can say, I am covering the footprint of 20 other people, that's awesome and making a huge difference on the world's problems. The next thing that I want to cover is savings. There's a lot of advantage to growing your own food in that area. One is medical bills, whether you pay your medical bills directly or you pay taxes that pay medical bills. I think that healthy food has an impact on, you know, you are what you eat. And that's one area of savings for sure. And then certainly there's the far more obvious idea of not having to pay for groceries, which could save a bunch of money every year for you as well. Now, I think the most common rebuttal to this will be, yes, but it takes time to garden. And fair enough, that's a good point. And time is money, some would say. But I think if we want to have that conversation, then let's look at the amount of time it takes to buy food from the grocery store. Because you have to drive there, which if you live rurally, it's like not a short drive all the time. And then you have to go to the store and potentially wait in lines, which is like by far my least favorite thing ever. And you wait in the line, then you pay, and then you come home. And now you have the food. But you also had to pay for those groceries. And in order to pay for those groceries, you likely went to work at a job. And I think the statistics are that 90% of people hate their jobs. So 9 out of 10 chance that you're going to spend time working at a job that you hate in order to buy the food, which you could have instead grown yourself and thus not needed to work those hours. So I think that's definitely a consideration there. And then to look on the other side of things, the amount of time it takes to grow your own food. We have a big chapter in our book called Double the Food with 1/10 of the Effort. And I'm going to try and break that down over a number of podcasts to go through some of the different tactics so that growing your food can take far less time and provide more for you. So that also really tilts things in the favor of growing your own food. I already also mentioned the idea that you probably won't be able to grow 100% of your own food if you live in a city without bringing in inputs on site, which I count as cheating because then it's not on site. So I think you might not be able to grow 100% of your own food, but still, if you can cut your food by, you know, a third, that's still a huge deal. And it means that that is food that doesn't need to be grown outside of the city or doesn't need to be grown by somebody else. And that's potentially land that could remain wild or be used for other sustainable ventures. So I think it's important, even if you have a small space, to consider what you can do to cut your food footprints. And, you know, also have more delicious food, which for me is always a strong motivator. I hope it is for you too. So that's all for today. Over the next few episodes, I'm going to start delving into some of these strategies for growing your own food and how to do so with hopefully far less effort in the long term. And I hope to see you in the next episode. If you haven't already, I would invite you to share this podcast with someone, maybe a friend, acquaintance, maybe a coworker, somebody who you think would benefit from it, who would enjoy building a better world in their backyard instead of being angry at bad guys. And if you haven't already, please leave a review for this podcast. I'd really appreciate that. And it really helps other people who we don't already know to learn more about this stuff. And hopefully we can build a better and a happier and a healthier world together with many more delicious meals to share. That's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.